Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I was at home yesterday, and my dog, Charlie, comes walking in the room with a big bag of Lay's potato chips. I'm watching the news, and I think Charlie read my mind. I wanted some barbecue potato chips, and Charlie brought them to me. No, actually, Charlie wanted the Lay's potato chips, but I love my dog. Do you love your dog? If you love your dog, today is the day to listen to this show. I have a very special guest. I met these folks at this awesome event I went to in Las Vegas called Sweet World, put on by Oracle's NetSuite. And let me lay it out for you. I'm walking through this trade show and I see a whole bunch of puppies. And I'm like, what are these puppies doing at this trade show? So, of course, I had to go over there to look at the puppies. And I see this company is called Dog is Good. And I thought, yes, dog is good. We all love our dogs. Even if you have cats, you love your dogs. If you have dogs and cats, if you have just cats, it doesn't matter. You get it. We love our animals. Because they have cat is good, too, which I think is brilliant. But joining us right now from Dog is Good is Gila Kurtz. And her husband, John, are the owners and founders of this company, Dog is Good. How do I describe, Gila, welcome to the show. How do I describe what is Dog is Good? What do you guys do for the world?
Well, thanks, Alan. I'm excited to talk to everybody about dogs and, you know, just what they mean to us. But Dog is Good is a lifestyle brand for dog lovers. We create everything from apparel and gifts, home decor products, accessories that really celebrate that dog-human connection, that thing that, you know, you just can't quite describe. It's basically what I like to tell people is we recreate your first 2 minutes in the door when that dog is running to you and is so excited and you just are like so excited to see them. Our products and our messaging are just the tangible that creates that for the dog lover.
I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, I have a lot of questions here and I want to explore the whole brand, but what were you doing at Sweet World with Oracle?
Well, we actually use NetSuite as our CRM system, and they approached us to see if we would be willing to have what they refer to as an activation booth at the conference. They put the whole thing together, and it was beyond brilliant. The way that they showcased the brand, the way we were able to get the messaging across to the people who were there and just create the experience that is the essence of what our brand is about, how great you feel when you are with dogs. And we saw that evident that entire week as people, you know, just packed into the booth. It was so much fun.
You know, I got to tell you, there's something about a dog can tell when you're down, can tell when you're up, and it somehow has like ESP and it knows when it needs to just like Charlie, I was all alone. He comes walking in. Where did he get a bag of potato chips? Was the funniest thing. Charlie only weighs like 17 pounds, and the bag of chips was as big as he was. But he was dragging it through the house, and it turned out that it was an empty bag of chips. So luckily, I had a fresh bag in the pantry. But it was so funny. And I got to tell you, when I started thinking about Charlie, what he did, he made my day. He literally made my day, and that's what your brand does. How do you capture that? It's like lightning in a bottle. How do we capture that? That is what we're going to talk about here over the next half an hour, is how do we catch lightning in a bottle? I think you guys have done it with Dog is Good. You guys check it out while we're on a commercial break. Dogisgood.com. They have cool T-shirts, apparel. The funniest one I saw was I like big mutts, and I will not lie. I love that. We'll take a break. Gila and I will be right back and talk more about Dog is Good. It is Entrepreneur Weekly. So I've come here to give you a hand and lead you into the promised land.
Come on and take a free ride. Come on. Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
My guest right now, Gila Kurtz. Her and her husband, John, started Dog Is Good. Dogisgood.com. This is a company that has captured lightning in a bottle. They have everything from, you know, stuff in auto parts stores like Advanced Auto all the way to Nordstrom's, licensed products. How do you do that? Dogs, cats, things we love. But I mean, to me, Gila, you guys have a special brand. I mean, I just love it. Maybe you could tell us a story of how did Dog Is Good get started? How did you start this?
Yeah, thank you so much. I just love when people resonate with everything that we've created because it just means so much. Well, really, my background is as a professional dog trainer. John is now a retired Navy captain.
Awesome.
But at the time, we were living in the state of Washington, and we could see what was happening in the pet space, the humanization of pets, et cetera. And I was really becoming quite observant to the role that dogs were playing in people's lives, not only my own, but in my clients. And I was at a continuing education conference where there was an exhibitor there selling shirts, but they were all basically the same. These white shirts, they all said, I love my, you know, and then fill in the blank with whatever breed. And I remember standing there for a couple minutes thinking, oh, I do love my dog, but it is more than that. And I can't quite describe it, but I know I want something for me that expresses the essence of that relationship and also does it in a very stylish and kind of hip way. And so I came back from the conference and mentioned it to John. And as we explored, we could see, yes, there was a lot of things growing and brewing on the market for pets, but there really was nothing for the dog lover. And so we just decided to take a leap of faith and come up with something for that. But we didn't actually take action on it right away. We waited until we moved here to California. We had already established the company, trademarked it, et cetera. And it was when I was at a client's home and walked in with my Dog Is Good hat. And she looked at me and said, where did you get that hat? I have to have it. It was like that instant moment of validation. And we literally just took off the next week. We're like, let's do it. And rather than try to learn every single thing we would need to know, we just began our vision and just started moving forward.
I love it. How do you have products in everything from auto parts stores like Advanced Auto all the way to Nordstrom? What kind of products? I realize they're licensed products, but my mind is going blank. Dog Is Good. How do you bridge those two worlds?
So, yeah, you know, the thing that has occurred as we've grown the brand is that we wanted to create an actual brand and that it would have messaging and something so powerful that it would resonate on so many emotional levels with the dog lover. And what started to happen was we grew a licensing program with the help of an agent, of course, but by taking our designs, which can go on any product. And that's the beauty of our brand. It's not about the product. It's about the message and how it makes that dog lover feel instantly. And so it can go on everything. And it is through our licensing program that you can find Dog Is Good products literally in every kind of retail distribution outlet. And depending on what that outlet is, like in the case of, you know, an auto parts store, we're talking car magnets and car air fresheners and things of that nature. Although we have a new licensee that also does car products and accessories. And then, you know, Nordstrom might be pillows and mugs and small giftware items through some of our licensees. So, you know, the license program really has opened the doors and the distribution channels by which our messaging gets out there. And the critical piece to that, which I think more and more people are beginning to understand, is that dog lover, I mean, the power of their relationship with their dog is so strong that I had this experience where somebody said to me, this speaks to who I am. You are talking to me. And quite honestly, in that moment, I knew everything that we were creating was really important because it just resonated on such a deep emotional level.
It's so cute. And you have a little mascot dog with a little halo over his or her head. What is this dog's name?
That would be Bolo. And that stands for be on the lookout for all things good. But his little canted halo is just to also signify that while dog is very good, the little mischievous moments that they bring into our lives also create, you know, some fun and adventure too.
That is so awesome. I had a chance to interview Bert Jacobs from Life is Good. It's another brand where, you know, he started out with these little stick figures on T-shirts, and you know they're doing $100 million a year with T-shirts, and this has been going on for years. So here is, to me, this is a brand, Dog is Good, that is not only lightning in a bottle, but it's lightning in a brand. And so on the way back, I want to know a little bit more about the journey that you guys are on, where you're going from here, where could it possibly go? I can see that this brand could be bigger than Life is Good because there is such an emotional connection to our animals. The way you talked about the humanization of pets. My daughter has two Pomeranians that are so cute. She puts little clothes on them and you cannot help but just go, I got to hug and hold that dog. And our dog, Charlie, this dog, I don't know. I'm not sure if my wife is married to him or me. Anyway, we'll talk on the other side more about this fabulous brand, dogisgood.com. Check it out. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I see why Oracle spotlighted this company. Dog is Good, dogisgood.com on the web. They have some amazing apparel for us. They have toys, they have pee pads, shower curtains, things that you can put in your car, things that you can find in Nordstrom's. They have licensed products. It's brilliant. It's lightning in a brand. The interesting thing about this brand, in my opinion, and I'm talking with Gila Kurtz, who is the founder and her and her husband. And first of all, please tell John thank you for his service. I know I don't ever get to really express that enough to folks that have spent their life in the military. And John has definitely done that. So please send my my thank you to him. This relationship with a dog, and perhaps different with cats and emus or any other animals out there, because there's a lot of pets of different kinds. Some people have pet snakes. I don't think you can have the same kind of relationship with any other animal that you can have with a dog. Dog is man's best friend. This is one relationship that is 100% honest. It's pure. It represents a special kind of love. That's why I believe that this brand is lightning in a brand, lightning in a bottle. It is going to be huge. And you guys have done a fantastic job of really thinking about which way should you go, taking baby steps and nurturing and loving this brand every inch of the way. And what is your dog's name, by the way, the white lab or the yellow lab?
Bola. We named her after our iconic logo, yeah.
Because you sent me a picture the other day. And that dog is hilarious. That dog needs to be a stand-up comedian. I'm telling you, it's just funny. Everything it does, it looks at you for a laugh, you know?
She is hilarious, and she definitely keeps us laughing and everyone smiling when they're around
her. That is awesome. All right, so here's the question for you. Along the way, you've had to have learned some very, very valuable lessons. And our audience, you know, we're going to love on your brand endlessly. But help us to love even deeper by you teaching us some of the things that you have learned along this. What's it been, 8, 9, 10, 11 years that you've been doing this?
Yeah, we're in our 11th year.
Okay.
Yeah, that's such a great question because, you know, on a journey like this, it's so great to be able to say, oh, everything has been rainbows and unicorns. And the fact of the matter is, when you're an entrepreneur, you are signing up for that roller coaster. There are some amazing times, and there's also moments when, you know, you're faced with certain challenges, and it's, you know, how you choose to show up in those moments that really takes the company forward and keeps it progressing. And some of the things that I learned along the way really start with clarity, you know, getting super clear on what our vision is and the impact that we want to make, and then using that as the litmus test by which all the decisions are made. Another thing is knowing how to really align the team, getting the right people around you in support. You know, I always say we don't do this by ourselves. And one of my favorite messages in our line is never walk alone. It's not where you walk. It's who walks with you. So, you know, learning the proper way to align the team and ensuring that they share your values and see themselves in the vision and, you know, want to play a part in that. The other thing that I learned too, actually, was that nothing has to be perfect. And I think one of my favorite sentiments, and I heard it from one of my mentors, is that sometimes it's just about moving forward and not needing to know the answers to everything, but basically building the plane as you're flying it, if you will. Mm. And then being nimble enough to course correct along the way. And that's, you know, in some of the initiatives that we've created, that's exactly the approach that we've taken. But at the end of the day, it's just knowing how to ask the right questions and who to ask and seeking guidance and mentorship to help us in those areas where we don't know it all. And so those are probably some of the more important things that I've learned.
I love it. And here, let me just regurgitate for a moment here. Get clarity, align the team, and never walk alone. Isn't that one of your slogans for the T-shirt line? Anyway,
yeah.
Make sure you have shared values. Life is not perfect. Be nimble, be able to course correct, and seek wise guidance. I think that is fantastic. In the future, where do you see this brand going?
Well, we keep our big picture vision present in every office, so I get to look at it every single day. But we see ourselves, obviously, as an international brand. And basically, we want to be so bold as to say we will be to dog lovers what Harley Davidson is to motorcycle enthusiasts. Mm. Everything top of mind for products, services, and experiences for the dog lover worldwide.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And anytime I've told anybody about this brand, everybody, they go online, dogisgood.com, and they go, isn't that cute? Isn't that smart? I want that hoodie. I want that T-shirt. I want that saying. But so far, my favorite one is, I like big mutts, and I will not lie. I'm sending that to my buddy who's got a big, giant dog. I got to tell you, fun stuff. Dogisgood.com. Gila Kurtz and John Kurtz, you guys are doing a great job. And I continue to wish you the best, and I'm going to wait and see what your next products are. Everything from pee pads to shower curtains, everywhere from Advanced Auto Parts to Nordstrom. You're going to see more of this brand. Go check it out online, dogisgood.com. Thank you, Gila.
My pleasure.
All right, I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. There's more right after this. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I
tried. I thought love was more. Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So, if you want to get ahead in life, you should hang out with people that are successful. How many times have we heard that? We've heard it before. There is some truth to it. You are the collective soul of the five people you spend the most time with. You know, in my lifetime, I have been a connector of people. I always felt like if I could help make somebody make their dreams come true, maybe they'll help me make mine come true. And the other day I was looking on Facebook and I see my buddy Joe Polish. And I go, huh, what's going on here? And so I start reading and it's this guy, Kevin Thompson, who his name on Facebook is Kevin the Connector. I always thought I was Alan the Connector. What is this Kevin the Connector? But now I have him on the phone and I'm looking at it, I go, this is what I do. Strategic partnering, connections. You know, I have done so well in life connecting people, good people to each other, good businesses that, you know, they have a symbiotic relationship. There's a term in NASCAR, it's called drafting. And you get behind the guy who's going really fast and he pulls you along in his slipstream. And you are actually able to then kind of slingshot around him when the time is just right. And it's very interesting physics phenomenon, but it happens in business when you are strategically partnering with the right people and connecting the right people. It almost makes life just so much easier. Or you can take the hard road and take the road less traveled. And you know, we all want to do that anyway, the road less traveled, which is being an entrepreneur. But when you connect yourself and you partner up with people that are already doing good and being successful, your life, it just gets a little easier. And that's what Kevin Thompson does. Kevin, how strategic partnering gets you the highest quality clients. Kevin the Connector. So first of all, tell us, how do you make money at this? How does it work? You've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. I have been using strategic partnering to grow my business since 2003. In fact, you mentioned Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Polish was my very first partner ever. And what got me into this whole thing to start with, that guy. And at the time, I owned a carpet cleaning and restoration business. I was a client of Joe's, and we had, a couple of years previous to that, we had started this ugly little website, probably one of the ugliest websites on the internet, called Get Mold Solutions, and used that as an extension of our cleaning business, because I saw this presentation done a few years prior, and I was like, gosh, you know, wouldn't it be cool if I could use the internet to be able to have a reach beyond my local market that we serve with that business. Now, wouldn't it be cool if I could, you know, communicate and help people nationwide or even worldwide? And so that was my motivation for starting that. And we got that website where it was producing about $12,000 a month in additional revenue, independent of our cleaning business. And I was having a conversation with Joe one day, and he's like, Kev, he's like, why don't you come down here and share at the annual event next October? And just show people what you're doing with your website. And I'm like, that sounds cool. And he's like, be sure to document what you do and how you do it, because there's going to be a certain percent of the people that once they hear from you, they're going to want your help. And so I put together a course and thought I was pretty well prepared for that opportunity. And I'll tell you, you know, once I got there, though, Alan, I was a nervous wreck, man. I'm like, there's a big group of people there, and I'm getting ready to take the stage. And I was just, I mean, I was like in the back hyperventilating and stuff. So, man, you know, what if this doesn't hit with them? What if I let Joe down? What if, you know? And but once I got up and started sharing, I was like, man, the crowd, the audience got engaged. My nerves calmed. And I just, like, shared from my heart. And when we were done, I just said, hey, you know, if what we shared resonates with you, if you think I might be able to help, here's what that looks like, here's what the investment is. And we ended up making $35,000 in sales. And I was like, wow, that's a whole lot more than I make in an hour working in my doggone cleaning business.
Right. Well, and, you know, it's funny. You know, you talk about Joe Polish, the Genius Network. You guys can look into that. I've done a few things with Joe over the years. It is absolutely genius what he is doing. He was in the carpet business, but it doesn't matter what business you're in.
No.
Back when in my early 20s, I owned a wrecking yard, and I learned about recycling, and I learned, but you know what I learned in that business? When you first go into business, even if you have a lemonade stand, because when I was a little itty bitty boy, maybe 5 years old, I had a lemonade stand, and I've told this story before. And a police officer drives up on his police motorcycle, 1965. And, I mean, I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this guy in a black outfit and a helmet. To me, he looked like Darth Vader. He pulls up and he kicks his kickstand down. And I started, like, crying. I peed my pants. And I ran in the house. And my mom brought me back outside. You know, that police officer was the nicest human being. All he wanted to do was buy a cup of lemonade. It was hot outside. But you know what? I learned something because he was so beautiful to me. I was 5 years old. I will never forget this man. He taught me the value of trust and a relationship. I started out being scared, just like you were. I had stage fright, right? 5 years old.
Yep.
But by the time I was done, I felt like I could slay the world because this police officer was my friend. And he gave me advice. He says, listen, he says, you know, do this and do that and make a bigger sign. And I remember that. And then when I was 20, I ended up with a 23. I ended up buying this wrecking yard. But I learned about the value of relationships, Kevin.
Yeah.
That is it. And then in my life, I have created more strategic partners than I can tell you. So when I saw what you do, I was like, I am so interested in what Kevin does. I could see that you would make money. This is brilliance. So we're going to spend the next couple of segments because I know there's got to be some kind of, you know, Joe said it to you. You got to have structure. You got to make sure you document it. You got to have systems and processes. Hopefully, you can teach us, my audience here, how to do some of this and maybe get some more customers out of it in the way. Because, look, this is what it's all about. It's the five people you spend the most time with is really what you're going to become. So get ready, people. We're going to spend some time with Kevin Thompson. You can check him out on Facebook, Kevin the Connector. Go to Facebook. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance. Well, you've all heard of Entrepreneur Magazine. This is the radio show, Entrepreneur Weekly. Check out our website, entrepreneur.com. You can listen to this podcast after it's broadcast on radio stations like the one you're probably listening to right now. And we thank our new radio affiliate in Tampa, St. Pete. Joining us on the line is the Kevin the Connector, Connector Extraordinaire. Strategic partnering is his thing. And Kevin Thompson. So, Kevin, what do you mean when you say strategic partnering?
Yeah, strategic partnering, you know, a lot of misunderstanding and confusion around it. But in the simplest of terms, all it is just collaboration between two like-minded people so that you can combine resources and produce far better results together than either of you could possibly achieve on your own. That's okay. It.
No, and I've heard it put like this. If you hold up one finger, which is you, and you hold up another one finger on the other hand, which is the other person, and you put them together, what does one and one make? Normally it makes two, but if you hold it just right and you look at it like this, one and one makes 11. And that's what we're talking about. So
exactly.
Why would someone want to consider strategic partnering?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is the fastest and easiest way for an entrepreneur to get new clients and like the highest quality clients. And, you know, that's the big reason. And also, you know, you get to gain people's trust immediately. Rather, because, like, typically, you know, in our own marketing, in our own advertising, there's a time window that it takes to build trust, you know, from that initial contact until a sale is made or what have you. But when you're using strategic partnering, you have the benefit of being able to piggyback on, like, an example we talked about, Joe. You know, even if people didn't know me, they knew Joe, and because of the relationship they had with Joe, I get to piggyback on that trust that he's already created. And as long as I don't mess it up, as long as I continue to make Joe look good, then that trust carries over to me.
All right, so we'll call that. You ready for this? I'm going to give you a new one. You got to give me credit every time, like a photo credit.
All righty then.
It's called relationship currency.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't own it. I got it from somebody else. All right. What about mistakes? What mistakes can you make when it comes to strategic partnering? Give me one of those.
I'll tell you what, I've made everyone under the book, I think. You know, the biggest one, and I'm sure we've, you know, as entrepreneurs, we've all probably experienced this, where we had somebody reach out to us maybe going, hey, you know, we should do this thing together. And if you sent me referrals, I'd give you a percentage of the revenue that gets generated. And, you know, that kind of messaging falls on deaf ears.
Right.
Because what you just said, relationship currency, our reputation. reputation. You know, for an entrepreneur who had, like Joe, for example, I'll just kind of revert back to him again, you know, he would not have put me in front of his people if he didn't feel that I was going to further the relationship, further the reputation yeah. that he has already created with his people.
All right.
And it doesn't matter how much money he could make, you know, if it doesn't do that, if he thought for a second it was going to damage his reputation, he wouldn't have done it either. And so this whole notion, and that's the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make, is, you know, there's five currencies that we all value, which is, you know, there's time, identity, money, energy, and relationships / reputation. And, you know, money typically falls, you know, for most, especially established entrepreneurs who know how to create revenue, money is definitely not the currency that tops their list. Typically, it's reputation or relationships.
Yeah. No. I'm in the middle of doing a deal right now that, honestly, the money is like number three. I mean, it's the value of me is who I know and my relationships, because those equal relationship currency, which could 10 or 20 times the money we're talking, maybe 100 times the money. It's all
Absolutely.
Who you know and what that relationship is, if it's built on trust. All right. What then, in your opinion, can a strategic partnership relationship be worth? How do you value it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've done this. So the first one I did was Joe. Not having any experience in that particular one was worth $35,000. I've done partnerships myself. The biggest one to date has been worth $187,000 in just a simple little project we did together. I've had clients that have been using the same exact stuff that have made, you know, hundreds of thousands on a single strategic partnership.
Do you mind if I tell the audience that you've done over a number of millions of dollars already?
No, I don't mind that.
So he has already done in strategic partnership deals over $16 million, people. So this is a guy who's he's got this figured out. All right, we got about another minute. Give me 1 minute on how do you connect with strategic partners. Give me one, like, you know, what do you go up and say, hey, you're cute. Your butt looks good in those pants. I mean, what do you say?
Well, you know what? That might work, too. I'm going to add that to my list.
Where do you start?
You know, I'll tell you what. It's always with the focus on them. And even when I am wanting something from somebody else, I know somebody can help me, I am always focused on how can I help them. And when we start a conversation that way, and I mean, I'll reach out to people cold all the time. And, you know, especially because I'm big on Facebook. I love using Facebook.
Hold it. We got to take another break. Kevin Thompson, your butt looks good in those pants. That's the beginning of our relationship. Strategic Partners, Kevin the Connector on Facebook. Kevin the Connector. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We got more on the other side.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we're talking with Kevin the Connector, Kevin Thompson, about strategic partnering. Like, here's a good example. Earlier in the show, I had the people on from Dog is Good. Dog is Good is a lifestyle brand. If you love dogs, dogisgood.com. Right now, that message is going out to about, you know, 40 radio stations and people all over the world because of this show. So I make a good partner to anybody that's on this show because I promote their brand. So the Dog is Good people that were on earlier, by the way, if you did not hear that, you may want to go and listen to our podcast and listen about this absolutely lovely brand. And they do, you know, T-shirts and it's a lifestyle. If you love dogs, Dog is Good. It's real simple. Dogisgood.com. So if somebody needs a media friend, I'm a really good partner for somebody to have. And when I say partner, you know, maybe there's a relationship. So how do you create these relationships? And are you really, air quotes, partners?
So the way that I will start a relationship, well, a lot of my relationships come through other people, people like Joe. You know, when Joe and I had that experience together, Joe has connected me with a lot of other people. And that's what will happen when you start using strategic partnering and you give your partners a great experience. Now, we want to be really proactive about it, but when you give them a great experience, they will connect you with more people.
Sure.
And so with Joe, I'll tell you what, you know, after we did that, I had a follow-up conversation with him, and I just asked him three simple questions. You know, what about this whole thing from your vantage point went really well? What do you see that I could improve upon? And, of course, I'll tell you, you know, that being the first one I ever did, I had all kinds of room for improvement.
Right.
And then I was like, you know, now that we've had this experience together, who else do you know that I should be having a conversation with? And that just opens the door for him to connect me with more people. And Joe has, I mean, as you know, Joe is just a really generous and giving guy.
Yeah,
and, you know, people in my life have just been that way. So I've had those follow-up kind of conversations, but also even leading up to that, just reaching out to people cold. I mean, I'm big on using Facebook and not so big on LinkedIn, but definitely on Facebook. When I find people, kind of like you and I found each other, you know, it's like, man, Kev, I like what you're sharing. I need to have you as a guest on the show. And I, just like that, it was a piece of cake. We made it happen.
Right.
But I'll reach out to people that I've kind of been seeing, like, man, I really like what they put out. I like what they stand for. I like the stuff they're putting out there. I'll just shoot them a message cold and just said, you know what? I really appreciate some of the stuff you're sharing, and I'm working on something pretty cool, and I'd like to run it by a few folks. Mind if we set aside 10 or 15 minutes? Because I'd really appreciate getting your thoughts. And
so,
just a simple message.
Now, so is there an agreement between you guys?
So typically, no. I have, and I'm doing almost 600 strategic partnerships. I have only done two agreements, signed agreements, because my partners just wanted to do that. But other than that, I have never signed an agreement with any of the other ones at all.
You just
it
make a deal
that
you'll get 5% or you have some ratio that you come up with or something to that effect. Very interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, the partners aren't even so concerned with that, and sometimes we have that discussion, sometimes we don't. Now, I will say I do compensate them financially, unless they just don't want to be, which sometimes happens too. And when that happens, I'll just say, hey, why don't we take this money and just we'll make a donation to the charity of your choice and stuff, and we'll do that with it.
Mm.
And so, but like you said, typically the biggest thing is that they want to further the relationship with the people in their life. And so that's how I position myself, and that's how I teach my clients to do the same exact thing, is position yourself to be able to help them further the relationships with the people that they serve.
Right.
And when you do that, then, you know, you position yourself that way, and you're going to get cooperation from people because that's what most entrepreneurs value most.
All right. Where can people find out more other than Facebook, Kevin the Connector?
Email. I've got an email. It's kind of a long one. It's kevin@maximum, M-A-X-I-M-U-M, hyphen response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E.com.
All right. Well, I would say if you want to see more about him, go to Facebook and Kevin the Connector. You can see some relationships that he's already got going on. And Kevin, thank you so much. I happen to agree with your premise of connecting people and strategic partnering. Very, very valuable. It's how I've lived my life for almost 60 years since I was that little boy on the lemonade stand. Kevin Thompson, thank you very much, Kevin.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, that's about it for me this week. I'm Alan Taylor. Check us out at entrepreneur.com. See you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.